Blog Talk Radio.
This year, my mom got me the perfect bag for back to school.
These council binders help me stay organized.
These headphones are just what I need for studying.
These new sneakers are just what I need for the new year.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
These scissors really come in handy in art class.
These colored pencils, too.
These new socks? They can be a real lifesaver.
I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
School takes a lot. Target has it all.
Blog Talk Radio.
As a child, I ask my mother, is there a morning star? I was answered by my mother, yes, there's a morning star. Just before the dawn, she whispered, a light will appear above. And this light that greets the sunrise, this is the star of love. For this is the morning star that shines above. Yes, this is the morning star. This is the star of love. And then I ask my mother, will I see the morning star? I was answered by my mother, you will see the morning star. It gleams for just one moment in the skies. Then it shines forever after, deep in a that's when I learned how wise all mothers are. For there in my mother's eyes, I saw the morning star, the love light in her eyes, shining bright like the morning star.
Absolutely amazing. Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the universe. I'd like to say thank you to all of the people who have supported me, the host of We Will Aware You, me known at the time as Huni Bakatun, which is my tribal name that I hold very, very dearly. I also am known internationally as the Magic Man Haru. I'd like to say thank you so much from our opening night to this night. I also want to take time to welcome any and all new listeners. Tonight on We Will Aware You, I will be speaking about taking our soul back. But before I do that, I got to take care of something right quick. We're online now, and we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. And you press 1 to join the conversation, or I like to say, to interact with me, the Magic Man. And it's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight, I dedicate this, like the Hall of Fame DJ Olasky said, I dedicate this to our mothers. My mother is a bare-knuckle prize fighter, the undisputed, undefeated, along with his mother, who have visited me constantly. Anyone who have listened to all the advancements that I have gave for over 3 years and counting, it has been leading up to this. But before I do this, I got to take time to handle something. So listening audience, if you don't mind, I'm going to do something that I haven't did before. I'm going to interrupt this show because I got to handle something here. At the end of a man who I have a profound respect for, at least I had up to that point, right? I'm doing my best not to lose that respect. But evidently, you, Mr. Peter the Punisher Patterson, you must have lost all respect for me, the Magic Man Haru. Now, put emphasis on that last name because I'm not your adopted son, and you're not going to infringe on my thought process, how I feel about a certain subject, because that's my right. Just like I have never, ever infringed on your right, and I never, ever will. I'm not going to be long with this, but you accuse me of attacking Jared Petito, which is something that I won't do under any circumstances, and I'm going to give you a few reasons why. First of all, Jared Petito is one of the most thorough broadcasters, especially in this day and time of podcasting and all kinds of things. Jared Petito, not only did we adopt and adapt into each other, she's a proud woman of Italian heritage, and I am a proud third generation from the land of Nuba on my father's side, actually my grandfather's, right? We have a mutual respect for one another. Jared Petito, and it's not so much about Jared Petito, but I got, since you accuse me of this, I want to make this clear. I don't have any reason at all to attack someone that has been a proud supporter of me and what I aspire to do, vice versa. Just like you, Mr. Peter the Punisher Patterson, there has never, ever been any issue up to that point. I have always did my best to offer you the utmost respect because you're worthy of that. I look at you as one of the most upright men of our time who served this country proudly, right? I look at you, sir, proud father and a real man, something that, especially when it comes to the people who primarily, right, and I don't make no apologies for that, I primarily was sent to melanated people, the black and the brown, right? Now, I didn't do this selfishly. That was my calling over 35 years ago. I can't make no apologies for that. The same way that DJ Olasky's mother visited me from time to time, even though she has vacated the body, for you, some of you out there who think that it's all over when we close our eyes on this side. Don't be mistaken, y'all. That's why it's very important for me to deliver this advancement on taking your soul back. So I'm going to close this out, and I want y'all to hear me clearly. First of all, when it comes to the Pattersons, you and your beautiful wife have a very, very important show. Not only would I continue to support, but I encourage everyone who's tuning in tonight to support you and your show. I can't thank you enough for all the support that you have given me, even on my show. Okay? But one thing that we are not going to do, right, is get to the point where we lose respect for one another. So it appeared, and I say this because that's where the illusions come in at, it appeared that you lost all respect for me. I don't think that's the truth. But the way that your show ended and the way that my show is beginning, it can give someone who don't even know what the Magic Man Haru is talking about, I encourage everybody to listen to your last show. And you will see that, yes, I'm very passionate about what I speak about. And you're going to hear, you're going to bear witness to that tonight. Very, very passionate about it. I'm not going to make no excuses about downloading from my soul into my mind, into my spirit, into my physical body. I make no excuses about that, right? So the last thing I want to say before DJ Olasky take me to the first break of sound therapy, so I want to make certain things clear. It wasn't about the Hall of Fame sensation, Jerry Pitino. It never was and it never will be, right? Matter of fact, Jerry Pitino can speak well enough on her own. Jerry Pitino is not only putting in some serious work when it comes to broadcasting, Jerry Pitino also tabled a book. And I encourage all of my listeners out there to purchase not just one but two copies of this book. Okay? I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Right? And just like she said then, this too shall pass. We can get past this if we choose to and handle it like men, right? Jerry Pitino not only supported my very first interview that's still posted on YouTube right today, and I encourage everybody who's tuning in tonight to listen to that. You can look it up. That's Huni Bak Atun. That's H-U-N-I space, B-A-K space, A-T-U-N space, interview that was recorded by WNT9 Radio, right? They're still posted, still listed up there today, because I know a lot of people who've connected tonight is not connected to me through social media in the form of Facebook or Instagram, right? Jerry Pitino not only supported me, but we developed a relationship on and off this radio station, on and off social media, right? And I'm going to reveal something tonight that a lot of people don't even know, but I'm going to say this, yeah. There was a time that Magic Man was facing one of the greatest challenges that I have ever faced in my 52 years and counting, where I was put in a position that I could not or wasn't able, let me put it that way, because can't never could do anything, right? But I wasn't able to speak for myself, and one of the two people who came to my aid was none other than Jerry Pitino. So the last thing I want to say about this particular subject here, like I said, it wasn't about Jerry Pitino then, it's not about Jerry Pitino now, and it won't be. Jerry Pitino, like I said before, not only tabled the book, but she's so thorough that she turned around and revised that book this year and added 200 more pages, okay? Jerry Pitino not only was nominated for International Internet Broadcasting Hall of Fame, right? But she not only was nominated, but she entered into the hall on her very, very first try. She put in some serious work. And the last thing I want to say right now, so hear me clearly, everybody, Jerry Pitino, do not, I repeat, do not need you or anyone else to speak for her. Jerry Pitino can well enough speak for herself, okay? Having said that, right, like I said before, we can handle this the way that we're supposed to handle this as men. And I'm hoping and praying that that won't be the case, that you lost all respect for me, your brother, okay? I'm hoping and praying that won't be the case, but anyone who listened to the way your show, it gave the illusion, and mark my word, I'm going to deal with illusions and images before this, my show, ends tonight. Because that's one of the greatest tactics that the devil used, the media and the devil, that's beyond skin color. So I don't want nobody to get that twisted, okay? So the last thing I want to say on that, man, either we can handle that on your show, we can handle that on this show, or we can play fair. We can create another show, a very, very special broadcast with one of the greatest when it comes to being fair and standing up for everybody. Admire and respect that. I would never, ever lose my respect for that. But you and no one else is going to stop me from the way that I think and the way that I was able to break, thanks to All in All, as I say, who's all in all, in all, through all, above, and in comparison all, was able to interrupt my personal life to be able to put me on a path that not even I really, really want to do. But I give thanks to you for all the support that you showed me countless times. Okay? So I want us to get back to that level. I don't want us to ever get to that. I have to make a conscious decision to lose my respect for you. Because I feel within my heart of hearts that you didn't lose respect for me. How is that possible when there wasn't a time that I asked you to be there when you and I talked? Not on air, but off air. And you was eager to come and support me. You know how proud I was, man, to know that you was willing to assist me, not even knowing me? I would never, ever forget that. My last thing I want to say on this particular subject, and I'm going to be done with it, because I got to deal with some serious issues about taking our soul back tonight. Okay? We got to get to a point where I may not agree with everything that you say or how you feel about something. But one thing that you have to do, ain't no compromising in that. The same way that you demand your respect and you have a right to think a certain way and to feel about a certain way on any particular subject, I and everyone else reserve that same right. I can allow you or anyone else to stop me from doing that. We're dealing in a day and time where people are hurting all over the place. That's what I got to address tonight. Okay? Tune in to the rest of this show because it's going to get greater, y'all. Again, I don't want no one to mistake that something is going wrong, there's some type of hatred going on between me and my brother, because it's not. And there's an illusion that's got to be destroyed. And the last thing I want to say before you, DJ Olasky, take me to a break of sound therapy, one of the greatest masters to ever incarnate to this plane. Most people know him as Bruce Lee. He says, hear me closely because this is a key point here. He says the enemy in the form of the media and the devil. He didn't say that. This is my conscious thinking. Because the media takes control of what we see from sunup to sundown all over the internet. The media and the devil constantly bombard us with all kind of things where people, somebody's constantly getting shot or somebody's constantly being brought up to charges and all kind of stuff, all kind of stuff to keep us distracted. That's their main thing. But I'm going to quote the words of one of the greatest masters of our time. He said, and I quote, enter the dragon. He says the enemy uses images and illusions. Destroy those images and illusions. That's the only way that you'll be able to defeat the devil. On that note, DJ Olasky, if you will, take me to my first break, sir.
Folks, I've just been down to Memphis town. That's where the people smile smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime and had the grandest time. I went out dancing with a Tennessee dear. They had a fella there named Handy with a band you should hear. And while the dancers gently swayed, all the band boys played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair, and folks, he sure does pull some bow. And when the big bassoon seconds to the trombone's croon, it moans just like a sinner on revival day, on revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever haunting refrain, is like a morning sorrow song. Here comes the very part that wraps a spell around my heart. It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis Blues. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a morning sorrow song. Here comes the very part that wraps the spell around my heart. It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis Blues. It sets me wild to hear that loving Memphis Blues.
Wow, absolutely amazing. Welcome back, listening audience. Like I said before at the brief introduction, you're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Tonight, I'm going to deliver with the best of my ability one of the best advancements that I possibly can do in this day and time. And I want y'all to hear me clearly. Also, I got to say this again so I can remain focused. That's a key point right there. Please, if you will, anyone who's listening, make sure that you get everyone in your household to listen to this, because this is very, very important. Okay, especially for the original people, the melanated people, for some reason, have been made to take a back seat in this world. They have been made to feel that our lives don't matter. See, well, we're talking about the media and the devil here. Okay, the media and the devil does a good job, and hear me closely what I'm about to say here. They do a good job of saying all kind of things, right? But this is a key point, and please hear me closely when I say this here. Words mean nothing, absolutely nothing, without the mode of action to back it. So I don't care how much they try to say that all lives matter, right? Not just black lives matter. Every time a melanated person says that, somebody else is quick to say all lives matter, right? If that's true, because I don't watch a lot of TV, y'all. I don't. I don't even listen to a lot of radio. So I give thanks to O&E Dynasty for keeping me informed of all of the great hosts that we have, both past and present, even up to the interns, right? Because we got some great, great interns out there. Things that they do is they're good for saying a whole bunch of stuff, but they won't put the mode of action to back it. Okay? This is very important when it comes to taking your soul back, because this is a key point as I get more into my advancement. One of the things that they do constantly through the newspapers, through the internet, first things that's coming all through your social media accounts, all the things that's downloaded to your phone, things that's happening either in your own neighborhood, right? Not that you're the owner. That's a whole other different subject right there, right? But in the neighborhood in which you dwell, from the hells of the ghetto to some of the most detailed, gated communities all throughout, not just the United States, but all throughout this entire Mother Earth, we hear a lot of talk about all lives matter. But you know what happens, right? Here's what's happening, y'all. Here's what we see with our eyes. And keep in mind, because this is the key point, your eyes is the window to your soul. You think that people were just saying that just to be saying it? You think that that's just a cliche? Even before the internet, the devil has always known the best way to plague a person's powerful soul, that's just like our creative forces, just like our creator. Persons who speak from third generation of Nuban descent, I was taught that the soul is the bar. If you look up, that's the way that I did my advertisement. If you look up bar, that's, I normally put pound, right, to put the emphasis on it, right? But if you look up bar, that's B-A, right? And it described the bar with the head of a man, right? And notice the head of this man, he has natural hair. Women, don't get sidetracked because trust me. I know I laugh and joke about it's a man's world and all of that, right? But it's beyond that, right? Trust me. Because we deal in a society, as a person from ancient Nuban descent to ancient America, and there really, really was no difference, because we both were respectful, and we still are going to be respectful to the laws of nature, the laws of our creator. And we're going to stick to those laws. And part of the reason why so many things is happening here in this day and time is because most people have got away from those laws. And hear me close, because like I always say, this is key, right? This is the key point that you're about to hear. They got us concentrating more on man and mankind's law than the creator's law, which is how I'm going to end this particular advancement tonight. So stay tuned. And also, I want to make it clear, because I love on this, I'm going to take another break of sound therapy. But look, it's not so much about me, but the best comes out of me is when you hit that one. You don't have to put the star no more. Thank you, right? Press one and come on and interact with me, the Magic Man Haru, because as you oftentimes hear me say, Master Sound Healer, it's about healing tonight, y'all, because I know a lot of people who's tuning in tonight are hurting. We're hurting at the fact that we constantly get slapped in the face, right? Because people want to control our minds. They want to tell us one thing, but we're seeing a whole other thing with our eyes, y'all. So in order for to take control of that bar, that soul, right, we got to be mindful of what we intake through our eyes. And if you go back to the first advancement that I gave on my show, We Will Aware You, the very first show of this calendar year of 2020, I called it perfect perception. Go back and listen to it. It's in the archives. That I said we got to get beyond what we see with our eyes physically. I said through perfect perception, you'll be able to feel impending danger. You don't just perceive it in your mind's eye. That's one of the greatest bold-faced lies that I'm here, along with a lot of other people, who's really, really about our business to offer divine healing to this sick world. The sickness, the world is not sick. It's the sickness in the embodiment of people who's living in this world. We got to make it better, y'all. And the only way we can make it better, we got to stop the excuses. So starting tonight and the rest of my broadcasting career, I'm not trying to hear someone constantly making excuses for the evils that keep happening in this world, talking like a politician. I'm gonna. You understand? All of that Keith Sweat stuff. I'm gonna. Right? But someone get to talking like that, you're not going to hear me talk like that, right? But I'm talking the way the enemy constantly saying one thing but do another thing. Like I said before, your words mean nothing without your mode of action to back it. All lives matter. Here's a classic example. Let's go back to one of the things that they constantly show before this pandemic. Notice how the media and the devil work now. They kept showing constantly from NBC, ABC, even on the cartoon channel, they kept showing a Caucasian man with his knee, right, on a black man. Everybody's out. And that's the thing that really disturbed me with this generation here. Everybody's got their cell phone out, right? I want you to think about something here. Really, really think about something. All lives matter. Everybody who was recording that incident stood there and watched that. Like I said, the eyes is the window to the soul. If that's true, I don't give a damn what they say through their media and the devil. What do their mode of action show? The mode of action show that black man that was on the ground with a Caucasian man with his knee on him and gave the illusion of what it appeared, and I say that very, very casually, is because you got a lot of stuff. Because you got to keep in mind, this is Hollywood, y'all. This is Hollywood. You got to believe half of what you see. You also got to believe half of what you hear. You got a lot of games that's being played with people's minds, hearts, spirits, souls, and bodies, y'all. And the only way that we're going to be able to take control of that, we got to be mindful of what we are taking in, what we constantly watch from sunup to sundown. Watch less television and more inner vision. This is where your prayer, spiritual people, religious people, this is where real prayer comes in at, in regards to whatever your faith is. So as I delve higher with this particular advancement, I'm talking about attacking the mentality of people who keep making excuses, want to sweep things up under the rug, y'all. Gone are those days. I don't care what they say out their mouth. Hear me clearly, even if it's me. Hold me accountable, right? But if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. Hold everybody accountable. Everybody accountable. In regards to whatever they say out their mouth, that's the only way that we're going to be able to do what we need to do. And we're going to take another break of that powerful sound therapy. When we come back, we're going to continue this advancement about taking our soul back.
Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it I have so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which say simply mean I love you. What I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it I have so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love. Simply mean I love you.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. Welcome back, Google Away, you listening audience. Thank you so much for being patient. And we have a caller in queue. So caller number one in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, this is Shannon Stanton. Hey, honey. Magic.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. How you doing?
I'm super blessed. I wanted to comment on some stuff. I got a new show with Oni Dynasty. It's on starts October the 9th. The artist formerly known as I Spoken Live. I had a show once before, but it's October the 9th, and it's going to be a poetry show. That'll be my first event, and I have a lot to say about the topic. I mean, it's a lot of information, but my thing is, you know, I ain't going for it. I'm just not going for it. I mean, because, you know, the evidence that I've got, people have they experience their opinions and their beliefs. If your opinions and beliefs ain't based on facts, then we didn't have to go through as black people. I mean, you ain't talking about nothing. Y'all can hold up these signs bigger than I-65, Black Lives Matter. Y'all can hold up a fist. Y'all can do all that shit. All I want to know, excuse me, I ain't mean to cuss, but all I want to know is why do y'all just not figuring that out? You know, to me, this is my thing. If our lives matter so much, then why come it's a life or death decision if we get pulled over by the police, we might not make it out that situation to our kids and make it back home? You know, it's white privilege all over the place because, you know, and black people got an obligation too. If black lives matter so much, maybe we need to act like it. Because sometimes, you know, I get mixed messages from both ends, you know. I don't know what to believe, but I do know this. I believe them right in left-hand Dexter's, and people need to look that up if you don't know what I'm talking about. Because my thing is, you know, through the years that we've been in this country, we built this country from the ground up. Y'all had to come recruit us. And somebody told me on the show that I need to go back where I came from. I know where I came from. Well, where the hell did y'all come from? You know, y'all ain't got no heritage, no nothing. You use other races as a background. But black lives matter. Yeah, they matter to you, but they don't matter to you. It seems like to me it don't matter. Our black lives don't matter to people. It matters for their benefit. You know, if they can get something out of a life mattering, that's when a life decides to matter. So I just made it my point, you know, from now on out for the rest of my life, I'm just going to make sure my life matters. All that other shit is irrelevant because, you know, until you figure out the fight you got going on with yourself, ain't none of this going to be figured out because, you know, sometimes, you know, anybody can get wrapped up in hate, the hate wrapped in flesh. We've been getting killed, been being fed to alligators, been being lynched, been being with nooses. They put knees in our neck. They breaking in our house with a no neck, no not want, shooting people up. Get pulled over. You ain't going to make it out of it alive if you're a black man 9 times out of 10 the way this stuff is going now. So if our black lives matter, you need to, give me some evidence. Give me some evidence. Don't go marching with me. Give me some evidence that my black lives matter. So I'm going to give you the evidence that my own Black Lives Matter by acting like my Black Lives Matter, because everything is about movement. If you ain't moving with the movement, then you ain't you standing still and you in the damn way. So you can say all this stuff about Black Lives Matter all you want, whether you black or white. If you're not showing that your own life matter, I mean, tell me the evidence that the Black Lives Matter. Where's your progress? Are you still doing the same thing you did a year ago? Do you still have a Hall of Fame talk show? Look, I don't care who gets put in the Hall of Fame or none of that. If you ain't got the experience to back up your beliefs and your opinions, hey, it's not for me. And you know, I'm trying to get to a point in my life where I can agree to disagree and not have envy towards that, not have animosity towards that person because of what they believe. Because, you know, people feel the way they feel because of the way they feel. You know, and they got a right to feel the way they feel, but feelings ain't always facts, you know. And your beliefs and your opinions ain't always right for me because your perception may not be my reality. So, you know, it's just it's a big thing, and I try not to get involved with this race card because it makes me mad. You know, it infuriates me a little bit, you know. And it's,
you know what,
like,
and I want you to do something for me right quick, because I'm going to show you how all in all work. Like I say, and for anyone who doubt, like I said earlier, that when you vacate the body, you're still alive. This is what was placed in my mind's eye throughout my spirit, throughout my bar of ruh. Right? From DJ Olasky's mother. Notice now, I'm talking about tonight about taking your soul back, right? Shannon Stanton, mm-hmm. listening audience, I want you to tune in to her show because, I mean, first of all, not only is Shannon Stanton one of the most thorough and gifted when it comes to poetry, she has a show that's called The Solace of Nashville Poetry Hour. Shannon Stanton, please do me a favor because I want you to go nowhere, listen to the rest of this show because I'm going to address this right quick. Because as a master sound healer, I want to offer some divine healing tonight. When you look at the people that have did all kind of things to put themselves in a position of power, the white power structure. So when you hear Magic Man talking about, you know, Snow White and all 700 dwarves, I'm not just talking about the physical thing, y'all. You understand? I'm not, you know, some of my best friends is white, right? But they ain't going to stop me from speaking this divine truth, though. Like I said before, I don't give a damn if you're black as the midnight sky or smut on a stovepipe. I'm not going to make no excuses for you if you're black, and I damn sure ain't going to make no excuses for you if you're lily white, okay? I don't care if you come looking like Rainbow Bright. You understand? An enemy is an enemy. But here's what I'm talking about, though. The same mentality, keep this in mind, because this is a key point. It's the mentality that allows the European, I don't want to say European because there's a difference between European and white power. They want to criticize black power when it comes to self-pride, right? I'm talking about the white power structure that allow people to exist, such as your KKK and your skinheads that want to kill people just because they're different or they're born different. Let me clear something up right quick. The white power structure, not the European mindset, right? Because like I said before, some of my best friends is Caucasian, right? But I'm talking about the white power structure have convinced themselves and each other and the rest of the world that white is right and everything else is wrong. This is what they did, right? Now, by doing that, not only did they do that, like I said earlier, they got a way of saying stuff out their mouth, but without the motive action to back it, right? So not only did they take control of ancient lands, ancient knowledge, and turn around and claim it as theirs, right? Even when it comes to the Bible, right? Even when it comes to not just the Bible, but I'm talking about the Torah, and you ain't going to lie to me because I graduated from the rabbinical priesthood. You understand? That's something y'all, probably a lot of y'all didn't even know. That's right. Little old me, right, that took the time to get my degree in that also, right? Open up and you hear me say Bereshit or Genesis, right? It's in there. They took control of this. And let me also add this here. Man and man cannot change the words of the Creator. They can change the interpretation of it. And it's through their warped interpretation had convinced themselves that Adam and Eve, the Heavenly Father, that even convinced Michelangelo and a lot of European, right, artists to paint, such as your Michelangelo, some of the greatest artists our world has ever seen, right, that they painted the Heavenly Father reaching down from a cloud along with angels. Oh yeah, that also happened to be white, right? Reaching down, creating, not really, they don't even show the creation, really. I'm talking about the Michelangelo version of it. Have him reaching down from a cloud of the supposed to be the first man that they call Adam, who's also Caucasian, right? Now, notice this mindset. They took in all of the biblical characters from Adam to Eve to Moses to Abraham to every character that you can imagine, and they made all of these characters Caucasian. This is what they did with the white power structure. The white power structure has got to be destroyed. And I want y'all to hear me clearly on this here. Before I know caller two, I'll get with you in a moment, but I want y'all to hear this here. The white structure, why do you think they call me Huni Bakatun? My tribal name. One who strikes his enemies like the Nighthawk of the Unique One. Why do you think I took so many photos with me holding a feather? Because my words, hear me clearly, anybody with that type of mindset, my words is going to hit you. I don't give a damn what you look like. My words is going to hit you harder than a speeding Mack truck with the brake lines cut, meaning ain't no stopping that. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much you painted all kind of images in the cartoon books, in our Bibles, in our Torahs, even in El Quran, or a lot of people, you know, who study El Islam, they don't have any images. That's a whole other subject right there. But I'm talking about the white power structure created these images to blind not only themselves but the rest of the world, right? But here's where the facts of the matter come in at. In the late 70s, Newsweek magazine created the search for Adam and Eve. And if you look on it, they started realizing the late 70s, early 80s. So a lot of the scientists who not necessarily religious people know for a fact that the Eve gene that coincides with what the Eve Hawa, also known as Nekeba, if you look it up in Hebrew, right? That's why I'm dropping these names for y'all, man, because y'all have been beat side of head with this. All of us who strive to be religious have been beat side of head with that, and now it's time for divine truth. That type of mindset, like I said before, you'll get hit hard by my words. You understand? We got to get beyond that as a people, right? So I'm sorry. Stick to the rest of the show. Call it two. Thank you for your patience. And come on and interact with me, the Magic Man Haru.
Call in the air.
Greetings. Yeah, greetings. This is Ambassador Wadet Mentuhotep L out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm glad to be here, Brother Huni. Brother Huni and Ngozi. Can you hear me?
Islam with Babakatu. Thank you so much, Ambassador Wadet Mentuhotep L. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And on this subject, okay. Now, when it comes to all lives matter, right? Melanated man and melanated woman. Without that, there wouldn't be an all lives. We were the ones that had all life manifesting from us, from our existence. And so when it comes to far as with what we have been dealing with from this point and prior years, but the way thousands of years before, all it was you know, pale people saying that we want the land, we want the resources. We don't know how to get to use it or get to it. These melanated people are in the way. And so we had dealt with that from that point in time, thousands of years ago, in the whole way up to now. The very land that we're on, you know, We lived on the areas of the land where there was much copper, gold, silver, different minerals and things like that. We got duped, played, and then moved into a reservation. And now these things called reservations, they're called either projects, boroughs, or neighborhoods, or communities. And then now, when those resources had gotten stolen from us, or we got duped from it, or tricked, then it got turned into, you know, paper money. And then they had their own language. We had our own. We didn't comprehend their language. And then we got duped into that, where our resources ended up getting used for them to be able to build up their own inheritance between their own, and where we were excluded. That happened thousands of years ago, and then that created the wealth gap. And so when you mentioned about nature is about genetics. It never forgets. And so there is no, with nature, there is no, oh, we're going to go and not think about that, because nature's not going to forget it. And also on top of that, nature doesn't forget, and nature is going to perform its due course, you know. And so those who are white, so-called, you know, look at natural law, pay attention, stop paying attention to the discrimination that you was taught as a child, and what you've seen on TV, and even our own people, as far as in regards to looking at images of how we're portrayed and feeding into it. You know, but there's a lot, like, nature wants us to have our souls back, you know, as melanated people, so we'd be able to heal the planet. When the planet gets healed, we start healing. Everything else starts to heal simultaneously. You know, but I'd definitely like to let it be known that every third Wednesday, you know, of the month, especially as far as in October, you know, with the intern show, you know, as far as talking about culture and industry, culture as in what we do, and industry as in the power behind what we do, you know, and still continuing the topic bias in industry, because no matter what shade we are, we have the ability to, you know, not have our bias or ourselves move to a direction of ignoring about wrongdoings that were done to melanated people, the very people who are guardians of the planet and guardians of the galaxy too, and who are the physical remnants of dark matter and dark energy itself in a physical form. And no matter what shade you are, your pupils, when you look in the mirror, it's dark, just like the darkest melanated person on the man. And y'all know better. Y'all know better, and you keep denying it because you keep feeding into what the devil wanted you to think about people like. Because first of all, devil is an energy, and it can inherit any being. And so the current being that it has inherited through influence, you can't allow it to have you look at other people, you know, a wrong way, for stopping them from being where you're buying up property for, and making it higher to where they can't afford it. Y'all know better. You know better. You know it's wrong. But you keep feeding into it, to what the devil energy wants y'all to do. And you keep going down that path. The devil energy does not want positivity on a planet. It wants to just feed off the planet, kill it, and then go to the next planet. And the last thing I'll state
on
is that.
On that note, why is that? You're doing an excellent job, man, and that type of energy, hear me clearly. Listening audience, people are aware, you definitely support this young brother here. Not only is he an entrepreneur, one of the most beautiful and brilliant minds of our time, divinely gifted through all in all. Definitely support his show, because we need everyone who's tuning in tonight also to tune into his show, y'all. I'm speaking about taking our soul back, and it's going to get greater, y'all. So don't get soundtracked. Don't get sidetracked, that is. DJ Olasky is also providing us with that sound therapeutic
selection. So DJ Olasky, if you will. Thank you, Wajet Mentu Hotep. DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
I'm biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. While other folks grow dizzy, I keep busy biding my time. I'm biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. Beginning on Monday, right through Sunday, biding my time. Next year, something's bound to happen. This year, I'll just keep on napping. Biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. There's no regretting when I'm setting, biding my time. Give me glass that's full of tinkle. Let me dream like a Rip Van Winkle. Oh, he's bided his time, and like that Winkle guy, I'm chasing way flies. How the day flies, biding my time. I'm biding my time. I'm biding my time.
Wow, man. I'm really, really loving the sound therapy, and I can feel the energy of everybody who's tuning in tonight. Thank you so much, man. This is very, very important. As we continue with tonight's advancement about taking our soul back, there's another caller in queue. So caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Angela. I am calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I want to congratulate the class of 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Kumi Bakatun, on his O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with his 58th all-time and second all-time O&E Hall of Champions and the seventh consecutive. Congratulations, Kumi Bakatun.
Wow, man. Crying tears of joy, man, because I know a lot of people is hurting. First of all, let me say this. Beautiful and brilliant woman of God, thank you so much for not only making that announcement, but you was getting it in, honors to your very, very special guest. Thank you so much for coming on and chiming in.
I don't want anyone
to get this twisted, because this is a very, very show, important show, one of my most important since I've been a part of broadcast. Thank you so much for everybody who's tuning in worldwide, says y'all. And what I want y'all to do, and please, beautiful woman of God, don't go nowhere, because I want our audience, we will aware you, to hear your tone, and perhaps if you choose to speak on this subject as well. What needs to happen is to continue to do what we're doing now, tonight. Tonight, a lot of people is hurt and frustrated and all kind of things that's going on. Thank you so much for not only giving me the attention, but the only way, and this is a key point, and I always say that throughout my whole career, when I say this is key, pay attention, extra attention to what you hear next, right? This is key. It's very important for us to stop sweeping stuff under the rug. That's the only way that we'll be able to
it's almost like a scab, y'all. Sometimes you got to pluck that scab off so it can breathe, so it can get some air, some oxygen, right? Sometimes
so
it's
can
order
heal.
For it to heal. So on that note, I want my listening audience to hear your tone of voice and also support your show. And please let my audience know how they can tune into your show as well. Thank you.
So, of course, my show was on last night. We touched on the struggles of a black man in today's society. My show is called Walk in Purpose because my desire is for people to be educated, empowered, and encouraged to walk in their God-given purpose. You know, God placed us here, not man. And we got to go back to our healing our spirit and healing our soul because we've been traumatized. You know, the lady that was on Jerry's show, she touched on that. But we've been traumatized, and we've been put through a lot, and we've not healed. You cannot continue to put a Band-Aid over our open wound. It has to heal. Our hearts have to heal. We got to forgive, let go, move on. But people got to understand how we feel, too. They got to put themselves in our place. And they got to stop sweeping it under the rug. Own up to what you done. We have to own our truth. We do it every day because we're not perfect. We make mistakes. You know, we talked about that. Our jails are overrunning right now with our males. Mass incarceration for what? It's just another form of slavery. And you go, our men again in slavery. But that's a whole nother show. And I'm not going can I share this poem before I go?
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
So I wrote this a while ago. I didn't write this for the show, but I wrote this a while ago. And it's titled Black Woman. It says, deep down in the pits of our belly, we crave the love of our brother, our black king brother. You tried locking them up for years for crimes unforeseen, while the other race do the same and get off. Why have you tried to steal our soul? You know our hearts is connected to our souls. So you use the one thing that could destroy our very existence, our black brothers. Why have you forsaken thee? Why can't we exist and cohabitate as humans with mutual respect? We educate ourselves. That's not enough. We get good jobs. We move to the suburbs. We drive the nicest cars. Yet, we always get treated as second-class citizens. Do you remember how you stole and mutated our seeds by raping us? Yes, I am a black woman, a product of all you have done. We have laid in silence too long, afraid to speak and act our true feelings. We are equals. Forget all your documents you've created. We are a product of the Most High. We are spiritual beings, and our souls have been affected. How can you heal the soul of a black woman? Stop killing our black men. We have been captive and walking in darkness long enough. Time for us to be set free. I am.
First of all, she is our commissioner, Ansa Thomas Smith. That show was from, wonderfully, September 26th. October 26th of 2020. And that was before our brother was to be enshrined into the International Net Radio Hall of Fame. Outstanding show tonight. Of course, the soundtrack was from Nat King Cole. I'm going to bring on that brother Nat now. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the Magic Man Haru himself, Huni Pak Atun. And we'll take some other callers. And what a wonderful show. What a wonderful archive. The original Determined and Motivated Online Now Network Classic. Huni.
Wow, boy, I tell you, you really
you know, as always, I give thanks to All in All for you. I give thanks to All in All for everyone who tuned into that show. And I look, even though I heard my tone of voice, but trust me, I was sitting in the audience as a stranger listening to that show. And I have to say myself, man, that gentleman, I'm not sure exactly who he was that delivered that event that night, man. But I feel so honored just to listen, and I feel so inspired right now by listening to that show. Thank you so much for putting that on.
Well, first of all, this young man is the second host in the history of Oni Dynasty to have an all-time connection record from a classic. Congratulations to Honey Bakatoon tonight on his Oni syndicated station all-time connection record with his 69th all-time. How you like that one?
Boy, you know what? You're going to mess around and give old Magic Man the ghost holy. You know, thank you. Thank you so much, listening audience. Better Things is definitely on the way. Faithfully, you're tuning into my show next week. Very important, especially with recent events, with a lot of things being plastered. I'm going to show you how All in All works. Why was I inspired, as I always do, to see it within my mind's eye or to feel it within my spirit, within my soul, mm-hmm. about what mm-hmm. to do? I just don't do things just out of the blue. Everything that I offer myself and the rest of the world is very strategic and calculated, okay? And the name of this advancement is coming up 9:30 Eastern Standard Time next week, Another Side of the Story. I couldn't.
Well, the greatest thing about it,
wanted to.
You couldn't. Uh-huh. You couldn't. I mean, and the greatest thing about it tonight is the people that called in. And I'm very proud of this network. You know, first of all, Honey Bakatoon is a legend. And so people want to hear him. If it's an archive or live, oh, I like that one. My poor don't even know it. But the fact of the matter is, thank you so much, guys, honoring an outstanding archive, one of the most historic archives. He dealt with something in the beginning. And we all know that that's history. And the person he was dealing with is history as well. But however, he understood the time, the place, to project himself in the right light, and that's what got him to the Hall of Fame, guys. And we're proud of that tonight. We got some people that want to talk to you. And folks, you know, limit it for 3 minutes. All right, please. We got some callers that want to come on right now and be able to express, you know, themselves. Caller number one. You're on the line right now with the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shrine E, Honey Bakatoon.
Hello, Brother Honey. How are you tonight?
No. I'm sorry. It's so rare. And you first went off the bat. I'm like, wow, when I heard the tone, I said, thank you so much for getting through.
Yes, I enjoyed the show. I'm like, boy, I wanted to like chime in and everything. And Brother O in Boston told me it was a rebroadcast. I'm like, oh, okay. But that was awesome, I tell you. And, you know, it's still fitting for today because, you know, our people are still like, you know, need some help out here because of all that's going on. And, you know, all of the black-on-black crime today, really, it's like really getting so much out of control. It's a shame. And, you know, I truly believe that if they would be taught, like, their heritage and taught differently in school, things would be different because, hey, yes, we were kings and queens and still are, but the young people don't realize that. You know, they're taught that, you know, the white man built everything in this country, and we know that's a lie, and that we built everything in this country and all the different inventions. We're great with inventing things. And, you know, back in the Bible days, we were the ones that were skilled in math and science and, you know, skilled with our hands. And today, we look at the children today, math and science are the areas where it's lacking, and that is so very sad. But we need to definitely get back to where we once were as a people and come together, and it's just too much division. And we need to embrace where we are and move forward. And I believe that, like, looking in the past, all the past stuff, you know, what was done, and, you know, too many people calling themselves oppressed. I am not oppressed, because if we continue to think that we are an oppressed people, we will remain an oppressed people. So I think that we're blessed, and we are continuously blessed and blessed beyond measure, and we just have to live up to that and move forward with everything and be positive and change our whole way of thinking. And that's where the problem is. People's mindsets have to change, and we are the head and we're not the tail, and so we have to know that and embrace that. So I really enjoyed that tonight, listening to that show, and I'm so happy for you on your 69th all-time connection record, Brother Hooney. Keep it up, keep it up. And just want to invite people to tune in on this coming Sunday. And, oh, I'm Chinchilla Jonesia, for those of you who probably say, well, who is she? I'm Chinchilla, and I have a show on Sunday night. I am the host and anchor of News Forum that airs on Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. This Sunday is going to be off the chain. We're going to be talking about political prisoners. And so it's going to be really awesome. So make sure y'all listen. Again, Brother Hooney, congratulations. Love you much.
Love you too. And y'all just heard a tone of voice of one of the most gifted to ever be sent during our time or any other time. Definitely show her divine love and support as well.
Well, first of all, Hooney Bakatun, we got a love fest tonight, because that's what our classes, you know, is all about, man. You know, imagine having all these archives, almost 29,000 archives in the Bakatun. Okay? Almost 29,000. So, I mean, you know, we honor you, one of those. And we have a person that loves you very, very much. Caller number two, you're online right now, Hooney Bakatun. If you're there, okay, that caller has been put on ice, and it's okay. We have that next caller on the line right now, ready and willing to talk to you. Caller number three, you're on the line right now with Hooney Bakatun, and we will aware you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Jared, the Gifted One Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana, with a little tea time. How are y'all tonight?
I am, you know, just humbled and honored. I really, really am. Glad to hear your tone of voice, and thanks for pressing one.
No doubt, no doubt. Uncle Hooney, I got to congratulate you for your all-time connection again tonight. I enjoyed this show, being that this is my first time hearing the show. When it came on, I was like, what was going on? But as I got into it, I was like, okay, got it. I enjoyed the show thoroughly. I love what you do here at O&E. And I just want to tell you thank you just for sharing the truth, for continuing to show me and let me see the way through your words, through your wisdom, and through your knowledge. So I wanted to definitely call in and send you my love and my support tonight, tell you that I love you to death, and you are my Uncle Hooney. So we fam here at O&E. And I just wanted to tell you thank you again for that wonderful show, man. That was very deep and very inspiring.
Hey, thank you so much, nephew. And you say I'm your uncle, right? So I'm only saying this out of love. Please don't love me to death. Love me to life. There's power in words. There's too much love coming around, man. Just love your uncle to life, if you don't mind. Okay?
Well, I love you to life, then, uncle. I love you to life.
All right. Hey, let everyone know when your show is scheduled to come on, if you don't mind.
My next show is September the 7th. Here at O&E Dynasty, I want you guys to call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jared the Gifted One Thomas. Brought to you by those people at Looking Glass Entertainment, Jarius D, the Gifted One, Jared, I am out.
Wow. Man, that's all right.
Yes, he is.
Nothing like family.
That man said he was out. And, of course, we still have a love fest here. And, of course, it's still 516-453-9133. We're still live Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We had a person that was on that line that night, and shout out to Shannon Stanton. I mean, Hoonie got so caught up, he didn't allow Shannon to even say her show. And that's something, I got an archive, I heard you. Anyway, he got that, yeah, Shannon, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Anyway, but let's look on the call that was on that night. Y-Jet Mental Hotep L Ambassador, who was on last night, an outstanding show with A&M University. Y-Jet, start to speak, baby.
Yes. Elder Hooney and Brother O, this show has been amazing. It was amazing to experience that. It came right at the point where I had put together something as well while the show was going on in regards to the topic. And it said, "Do all lives matter as long as we allow them access to our genetic and brain matter?" And they won't allow us to mind our own business. They won't allow us to mind our own matters, genetic or business matters, cultural business matters, financial business matters, and environmental business matters. And also, the less melanated people, the less that we kill each other and the quicker that we cease it, it means that we will have more people to fill jobs that make our melanated businesses grow and expand local up to global. And ladies and gentlemen, my radio show, A&M University, appearing September 15th, continuing the conversation on the Melanated Workforce Federation. And again, Elder Hooney and our Brother O, this show was very awesome.
Hey, you got busy right. Yourself. I mean, you know, what you said and what was so unique, and correct me if I'm wrong, that was the show that you did before you did your last show in order to be able to graduate from an intern to holding your own show, if I remember correctly. And that's why I said to you, that's the type of heat that you need to bring. And listening to the audience, one of our most gifted and brilliant to ever be sent during our time. And you've been tested, tried, and proven. And you continue to do what you do for us at ONE Dynasty as well as the rest of the world. Thanks for being the blessing that you are.
Listen, man, this guy here, man, is, you know, an outstanding statistician, you know, a statistician. You know what I mean? Yes, that's correct, Hooney Bakaton. I like that, man. Your mind is sharp. And that's why you're in the Hall of Fame. All right, now, of course, all the folks out there, just press one. You know, I'm going to join this Hall of Famer, you know, in the conversation. I'm just a DJ, and I love what I do. But imagine this, guys. All of the shows, imagine all of the power of shows. You know, we couldn't even, you could not sleep, eat, or do anything else. Okay, you would die, you know what I mean, listen to ONE Dynasty without doing anything else. That's how many shows we have since February 4th, 2013. I was so glad Brother Hooney Bakaton last week with, you know, the Wonder Twin and our first ever host, Dar Henderson. Imagine that. And all of the greatness that we have on this network. It's amazing. We have a person right here that won, you know, the Linear New Host of the Year, now, you know, called the Sonya Griffin Award. This young man has done great things at ONE Dynasty. He knows what he's done, okay? And his name is Terrace Strength. Terrace, you're on the line right now with Hooney Bakaton and the world internationally right here at ONE Dynasty.
Brother Hooney Bakaton, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
All right, I just want to, first of all, you know I love you. I just want to congratulate you, first of all, on your ONE Connection record for tonight. It might as well be a million connection record as far as I'm concerned.
Oh my God.
I remember that show. That was a powerful, powerful show. Listen, you know, most of your shows are powerful shows as far as I'm concerned. I often call you my mentor. You're my inspiration. You're part of the infrastructure of ONE Dynasty. That's what I consider you and Jerry Petito and some of the others and everything. And it was just a very, very powerful show. I remember that show. I remember some of the callers. I didn't call in, but I was listening to that show. And it's a fantastic show. And it's just a tribute to how long you've been doing it and how well you've been doing it. So I just want to say congratulations, brother. You know I love you. And I agree with Brother O when he says you're a legend on this network. And you wear the title very well. So keep doing what you're doing.
I'm humbled and honored, but please don't go. Listening audience, this young man here, he's not called to comment for just being just called that. What you have done for yourself, what you have done for Ordinary Dynasty, what you have done for the world is definitely written in the Hall of Records in our Book of Lives forever. Please let them know how they can tune into your show and continue to be supportive to you as well.
Yep, my show, I believe, is on August 31st at 9:30, the Know Your Right show with Tara Strength. I will see you guys there. I think I'm going to finish talking about Seth. We're going to go into the nature of the psyche. That's my show. And thank you for giving me some shout-out with that.
Always well deserved. You earned it. Well deserved. Love you with the heart and soul of me.
Man, you imagine that, man. You know, Huni Bakatun, I say it like this, man. You know, that young man right there, and continue to listen to us. You know, he's eligible next year for the Hall of Fame, and the things that he's done has been amazing. And I'm looking forward to 2022. How about you, Huni Bakatun, before I bring in my next caller?
I am too. Look, I just got a text, and somebody texted me, who's this Jerry Petito that you was talking about?
Well, you know what? Listen, why don't you talk about how you feel about Jerry very briefly before I bring on the next caller?
Man, okay, all right. All I could say is, you know, this, first of all, Jerry Petito is a woman of God, a proud, beautiful, beautiful woman. To see her pictures is one thing, to be able to see her in person, and to be able to feel that energy, she is absolutely a gorgeous, powerful woman who came to work, didn't just run her mouth, but trust me, she came to work. Not only did she table a book, revise the book on what, 5 or 6 different networks, constantly working. Man, she's just doing it up, man. She is a 2019 Hall of Fame inducted, enshrined. Also an Anna Waddell Award winner, host of the year, and newly elected, enshrined as a lifetime achiever. Jerry Petito is just, I mean, she's just a phenomenal woman. As I like to call her, the sensational Jersey Jewel.
You know, it's crazy. You know, I love the fact that, you know, around the world tonight, people love Ornie. You know, give a shout-out to Chinchilla Janicia, who does a great work for us every single week. She's our only host right now that does that work, you know, every single week. And, you know, it needs to be celebrated. And this young lady has come on, like, just like, you know, Tara Strength, you know, as a comet, as, you know, as a smoldering asteroid. And, you know, I'm proud of that young lady and what she's done for us on a constant basis. Now we bring on the next caller. And, you know, I want to say before this caller comes on, you know, this person here is the 2021 ONE Battle of the Network Stars Champion, you know, on that great night. You know what I mean? It's one of our fun nights. It's the time we have recess and be able to promote our show as well. And she's a young lady right now that's, you know, trying to, you know, gain status, you know, in the archives of winning championships. And I'm proud of her. Her name is Arcella Tune Ray.
Peace and divine blessings. Thank you so much, Brother O, for that wonderful introduction. I would like to say that I'm enjoying this show. And it's so interesting how we all connect on a deep level with this knowledge. But I want to point out the problem with why many of us are in the condition we're in is because we don't want to do for self And like a week ago, I put on Facebook, I gave black women a solution. I said if every black woman in the hood puts all of their food stamps and their welfare checks in one big pot, we can all start our own markets, schools, libraries, churches, whatever we want. And when I put that solution on Facebook, no one reacted to it, and I was very surprised because I thought that would have been an eye-opener for many to pull together and say, yo, we can do this. We can actually take the assistance that we are getting from the pale man, and we can create our own. The Jews did it. I don't see why we couldn't fall in line, but we are so lost in time, person, place, and thing, that we don't even recognize the powers that we really have on this planet.
You know, thank you so much for coming on and being the blessing that you are for yourself or any dynasty in our world. And all I could say is just keep your head up. Remember, this was told to me by my upline, the original Master Sound Therapist, Illumini, my godfather, and I guess he would be considered your godfather as well. He told me, and please listen to these words. I'm going to give it to you the way he gave it to me. Your task is to deliver it, not to go on the other side and receive it. And, you know, when I was able to finally comprehend what he said to me, you know, I didn't have to feel bad about my delivery. I didn't have to get down and be, you know, argumentative, not saying that you have, because I know that's not your nature. But we're dealing with a people that's been in a state of ignorance for such a long time, so they like to be argumentative with each other. They look for a reason not to listen, or they want to make an excuse for things that they don't know. So keep your head up. Keep doing what you were or have incarnated here to do, and the rest is going to take care of itself. Don't forget to let the We Will Aware You audience know how they can also tune to your show as well.
You can connect with me on my Facebook fan page, The Essence of Time Show, and my next show will be September the 14th. I don't have the subject yet, but it will be right here on ONE Syndicated Station, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So everyone, please tune in September the 14th. And Magic Man, I am proud of you, as well as all of the ONE Dynasty team. And I love you all, and nothing you can do about it.
I love
you.
You
know, she always uses, yeah. You know, everybody uses Louis H. Devon. You know, that's where it came from. You know, and I'm glad I told Lou, I said, I'm going to use that for the rest of my life. You know, the love you and nothing you can do about it is from Louis H. Devon, Jr. Am I right? Who you about to tell me? I got a witness.
Yes, I'm a new.
And he said that to you on your second ever broadcast when you interviewed him, huh? How about that? Let's go back to that.
Yes.
You know, amazing. You know, we're talking to the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shrining. I love Honey Buckatoon, man, for what, you know, his stewardship. Listen to the call. Never making excuses. You know, this man has been on the air for 4 years and only missed one night. Okay? Imagine that. People make excuses for the incompetent. And we all know that the ones who make excuses to me will be replaced, and we have some great interns coming. So let's try to keep. Let's not try to have turnover. Let's continue to do the work we need to do. How about that? And anybody have a problem with that? You know, you know my number. But I say it like this. Tonight has been an outstanding program, a program of wealth, and it brings forth an energy that is for every single host, from the interns to, you know, the people that work every day and perform greatness, to our nominees to the Hall of Fame, and to our enshrinees. You guys are the greatest gift I've ever had. You know, period in life. And I always talk about broadcasting, just life. Because, you know, broadcasting is something that we love to do, you know, and we love to just give people our heart and soul. That is key, okay? You know, our brother always say this is key, you know, and that's what it's all about. We will wear you, man. You know, him and our Wonder Twin, right, Andre Presley, are the only two hosts in the history of Ronnie Dynasty to garner records off of their own rebroadcasts. Only happened twice. Okay, how about that, Honey Buckton? Twice in almost nine years of broadcasting. So if you look at it from that standpoint, I look for support. We must support every single show host, because you never know the blessing in every show. We must, you know, do a due diligence to press one, because you never know, it might be the key to your own. Like Pony Bakatoon always uses, he takes the E out and puts the I in, a blessing. Now we have for you a young lady that has done outstanding work for our network, interviewed almost every single host, and a woman that performs greatness in her own venues. Before I go into Ngozi time, the Honorable Angela Thomas-Smith, Commissioner, in the Hall of Aldermen, Damon Speaks, Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, and the historic, great, and known around the world, Beverly Nation Online Radio. She's commissioned by the Hall of Aldermen. Angela Thomas-Smith. Now, I know she didn't fall asleep after that great introduction. Oh, man, she is out of the spirit. And then we're going to try to bring her back once. That's okay. But, oh, my goodness, I'm going to kick her in the behind. But it's okay. But tonight, man, this has been an outstanding show for all of us. And the key is us, you know, being able to understand life and your liberty and your pursuit of happiness. More can I say that haven't already been said. You know, this man has done outstanding work for us, and it stands the test of time. And for him to understand what he does, for him to heed the call in his own spirit to give you jewels, to give you nutrients. You know, a lot of times, man, some of you don't even deserve our only host, okay? Some of you don't, but the rest of the world that call in and do, we love you. We understand you, and we'll continue to give you the truth, whether you like it or not, whether you're available or not. We grow in spite of it. How about that? Yeah, I'm the renegade. I'm the villain, and you love me. Let me kiss myself. Ooh, that tastes good, too. The greatest network in the history of Internet radio is here for you. It's for you to partake. Whether it's Terrace, Chinchilla, Arsette, Antonia, Sister Bessie, Angela, Jerry, Ava, our new intern, and all in all, who's above all, through all, and encompassing us all, we must continue to do our work. And to see just this type of archive that I know is there for us forever. All the folks out there that listen on a constant basis, this archive is for you. Every single show going back to Dar Henderson's is for you. That was February 4th, 2013. Okay? It is here for you. Tonight is August 19th of 2021. This is something that we do on a constant basis. Tomorrow night, I come back with a alum, Mr. Honey Bakatoon. Her name is Poetic Jewels, and she will be our spotlight tomorrow on the Honeybee Files right here on these O-N-E stations. And I cannot wait. And I'm not going to tell you what music I'm going to play. You know, I'll let you know when it's deemed necessary for you to know. But however, will be here, Studio A, Lagos, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is Ola Dela Ingalls Enterprise, which, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Prime Time, one at damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Dela Ingalls here, Pinterest, and Google+. Ola Dela Malia Ingalls here, Facebook, as well as our business page, iAware, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, That goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer. And also, well, that's most important, but I might mention this too, the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing and Shrining for the class of 2021. I'm is what it is. Ola Dela Malia is saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now, for final thoughts, for the next 2 minutes, and 30 seconds left to go on the program. Mr. Honey Bakatun, the Magic Man Haru. Congratulations, 69.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Love you with the heart and soul of me. Listening to the audience from my opening night to this night, from the 77,000 from my opening night to this night, I thank each and every one of you, the seven delegates who cast their vote for me to be entered to one of the most prestigious halls of our time, International Internet Radio for Broadcasters. I give thanks for being voted not once but twice our own prestigious award here at O&E Dynasty. And after 2018 and the 2020 Anna Waddell Award. The name of my show is We Will Aware You. I am the host for this show for 4 years and counting. My next advancement, again, will be next week at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time when I'm going to bring on my blood brother. It's sort of like part two for the prison ministries. Shout out to Miracle Miriam. Shout out to the master of artistry, William Silks Bay. And, of course, my very special honored guest, who I want the world to hear when I had the honor of hand-delivering a pastel painting that was painted by Master Silks, William Silks Bay, okay? I got to give it up to my brother, who's going to be a very special guest. He's going to be seated in a seat of honor next week as I speak about another side of the story. I'm talking about Master Nivu Atunure Ramses. Okay, you don't want to miss that, because with all the things that's happening in our day and time with the media constantly bombarding us with all kind of filth, you're going to hear something very refreshing. You're going to hear it from someone who have traveled well, pretty much close to 27 years and counting. Okay, you're going to hear it from a person who's never, ever been a follower, but a person who took time to invest in myself. Okay, and many other people, like they took time to invest in me. As always, give thanks to all and all who've been all through all above and in compassion all. And on that note, we'll be back next week, actually, for the next event. Thank you.